The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
I know I said at the end of last week, but you kind of always arrange these things on the dot.
The dot mark? Don't you mean the decimal point?
Eh?
The decimal point. Arithmetic. I used to teach it, you know, sums. Well, isn't that what it all comes down to? Four students on grants pay more as tenants than one homeless mother and child.
Are you stoned, Nev?
I'm not stoned. I wish I was. I wouldn't care then. Like you don't care about breaking your word.
That's what I want to explain.
There's no need. I understand perfectly. Gain, greed, self-interest, par for the course. You'll end up getting a medal. I don't know why I'm here. Why am I here?
Because you phoned. You were in a state. I said come down to Snow Hill and we'll talk.
Where's little Nev? I fetched him.
He's at play school. You dropped him off. Well, at least that's what you said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I better go. He wonder where I am. He gets insecure. Now the Cheryl works. He misses her. I haven't her patience.
Look, just calm down and listen. This squatter, this lady, Amira. I'll admit I give my word that she could have this tenancy. Okay, I've had second thoughts. It might be I could put some money away. Call it compensation.
Oh, I get it. Reenie and Ray don't like her squatty next door, so they'll pay her to go.
Oh, don't be daft. This is business. There's a chap I know interested in buying number 7. If this Amira stays there, then he could get it at discount. He's prepared to pay her 200 quid to stop there a month.
Oh, money? Amira doesn't want money. She wants a home for herself and a child. You deal in homes. Have you thought about that?
I'm in business.
What sort of business? Think about it. If you dare. A woman and child in need of shelter. Now think what you are if you call that business.
She can stay at number 7. It can be made worth a while.
Different worlds, Mark. Different worlds. Other ways.
Nev, be practical.
Did you do that shopping?
I'm home, Mum. I've got a kettle on.
Oh, Mark. I've been hearing a few things about you this morning.
Oh, aye. Jungle Drum's been working overtime, have they?
I've had a word with our Cheryl, that's all. She's almost in tears. There's hardly dead come work this morning, the state Neville was in.
I've talked to Nev.
Let me remind you, my lad, that your coming back under this roof was conditional.
Conditional? I'm 19.
Oh, no, Mark. I'm not falling for that. You couldn't get away quick enough, no matter what I felt then.
Look, there's money on offer.
You made a promise and I'm keeping you to it.
But, Mum, if you heard the proposition...
I'm not interested, Mark. You either give that girl next door this tenancy you're hawking about as though houses were lollipops, or you can start packing your bags.
Oh, Mum, you don't mean that.
I mean every word. If that girl stays next door, Nev's going to find himself in trouble, and I'm not having that.
There's no need to get so emotional.
No need? A son of mine exploiting homeless people, playing ducks and drakes with folks' lives. Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I suppose that's all you came home for, so you could have two houses play God with.
I'm no worse than our Wendy.
What does that mean?
You're having her back, aren't you? When you know very well all she wants to do is live cheap while she gets this shop off the ground.
Shop? I know nowt about a shop. She told me it was Sybil's mum breathing fag smoke all over her.
Pint, Wilf. What you having, Nev?
Half a shandy will do me, Ray.
They both looks a bit black. What's they been doing? Shifting coal or something?
Ah, got it in one youth. Out dear down Canal Street. They dumped it in the ginnel, clowns. I were passing, she were nearly in tears, so I volunteered. Then along comes Nev and I roped him in.
Oh, crikey. I clean forgot.
What's to do?
Well, little Nev. He's at Toddler's. I was supposed to pick him up.
No, thou werner. They said Connie were going. Having him all afternoon.
Did I?
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Excuse me, I'd best wash my hands. I don't like dirty hands.
I'm not partial myself, but a dry throat's even worse. Funny lad, the noost. Copped him wandering down the cut there, muttering to himself.
Well, I don't like perky benoozing, Raymond.
Oh, but... goes without saying, Wilf. Just when they've got one 3 foot long with your telescopic sight, they can't help it.
Oh, get off. Look, this is serious. I've heard there's a fella after your Neville. It's to do with this woman he's sort of protecting.
Oh, don't talk to me about that.
This fella, from what I told, is her husband.
Be him she's hiding from. By all accounts, he lays into her.
And he rode up. Seemingly, he's heard as Nev sort of taken her under his wing. So this fella's taking view that that means only one thing.
Hey, I say, Wilf, who cleans your toilets?
Your grandma.
I haven't got a grandma.
Her name's Connie.
I did have a grandma. She died of phlebitis when I was 6. I thought you'd been bitten to death by fleas.
So what about these toilets?
They're pristine.
Eh?
The air's like wine. Hey, if you don't mind, I'll take me shanty in there and just see where it's quiet.
Hey, I can't allow that.
Can't allow? I thought not. Hey, there's houses on Lomo, you know. Just boarded up. Nobody seems to know why.
Look, if they're empty, it's to stop squatters.
They should be liberated, them houses. Put into use by the people. To meet the people's needs, never mind red tape. Your mark's in a dirty business, Ray.
No comment.
If you won't rent her that house down Bickerton Street, I'll have to get Amira away somewhere. If her husband finds her, he'll take the child and he'll do her harm.
Listen, he'll do thee harm as well, youth, if that keeps interfering.
You lucky blighters, 10 minutes to closing, bargain time. All stock must be cleared, phenomenal discounts, money off and all. Mugs, for instance, going dirt cheap. Coffee mugs, shaving mugs, silly mugs, ugly mugs.
I say, Wendy, I don't know if you've noticed, but you're talking to thin air.
What, madam? You have a bag full of Royal Doulton figures, all from good homes up Westlands. You're under arrest, where's my police whistle?
Oh, give over, showing me up. Where's that lad as used to help?
Tez. He went lame, so I shot him.
Oh, honest to goodness, you get worse.
No, truth to tell, he's into car boot sales. I told him, you're on a loser. Cars already have boots.
Listen, can you come down to earth for a minute? I understand you're planning on starting up a shop.
My, word travels like jet round here, doesn't it?
Living cheap at home, isn't that the idea? While you get this enterprise going.
I couldn't stand another Winthrop market. My chilblains are chronic. My toes will likely drop off. I mean, I've got gorgeous toes. I was hoping I might land the cabinet minister.
Oh, so it's winter now, is it? I thought it was Sybil's mother. Fag Ash Lil, as you called her. Sticking her fags under your nose.
That and all. I'm not making it up. Passive smoking can kill.
Stop evading the issue, my girl. Your reasons for wanting to come home are entirely selfish. Oh, you and our Mark. You're a pair of mercenary little grabbers.
We're family.
Don't kid me. There's no family feeling in this. All it comes down to is pounds, shillings and pence.
Does that mean I shall have nowhere to lay my weary head?
It means I'm thoroughly disgusted with the pair of you.
Oh, please, Mum.
I shall have to think about it.
I was specking on being in my own little bed by tonight.
Oh, all right. But your sheets won't be aired.
Hello, is that Wendy? It's Mark here. I'm ringing from our Cheryl's house. Listen, I'll be a bit late coming to help you flip back home. I have to see Neville about this tenancy business. He's out at a meeting. This drug link thing he's involved in. Oh, look, this sounds like him now. I'll see you in about half an hour, OK? Bye. Hi, Nev.
Mark. Where's Shez and the little one?
She's just nipped down the road for a natter. How was the meeting?
Oh, I don't know. I talked, but somehow it didn't seem to be making much sense. Hey, I'll brew up if you stop.
Oh, Tabra can't. I'm helping Wendy to flit. She's back home as from tonight.
That musical chairs, isn't it?
I've called to give you some good news. My house is ready. So your friend Amira, well, she can move in whenever she's ready.
Hey, what's changed then? What's happened to students?
What's changed is my mind. At the end, I gave me word and I'm keeping to it.
Is this just conscience? Or has Reenie been reading the riot act?
Does it matter? There's the key. This Amira won't answer the door. So if she still wants the blessed Tennessee, I'll leave it to you to tell her.
What, just like that?
I'll be round to talk to you about rent and so on.
Oh, don't worry, Mark, you'll get your rent.
Look, Nev, I'm losing out on this, you know.
I know you are. So thanks. But her husband's back, see? She might not be safe.
Hey, he won't be around causing damage, I hope.
He thinks I helped her for... Well, I'll give you one guess. Could be he's got it right. She's beautiful. She does appeal to me. But I never touched her.
Just look at that ceiling. Nicotine must be an inch thick.
It's like holding it up.
We'll thought to have a no-smoking area. I'd come out a lot more often if it weren't for all these fumes.
Hey, the man himself's coming our way. Now, done a start on him. He smokes like a chimney and he hates change. How do, Wilf?
I've just been saying, Wilf.
Oh, you'll have us banned.
Look, I'm sorry if I'm spoiling your night out, but I've just had a bloke mention as he was coming past Jubilee Terrace.
Not a fire.
Not a fire, no. A disturbance, he said. A commotion. Bryn Davies' old house, he reckoned. Number 7, next door to thee.
They did say they might nip out for a drink.
What a welcome. I wasn't expecting fatted calf, but I thought they might have a brew on. Hey, they'll not be expecting me to make the supper, I hope.
Well, mood me mum's in. I shouldn't start asking for room service. Taking these bags up the wooden hill, are you?
In a tick. My dad's sleeping upstairs, then.
Oh, aye. It's back to how we were, what, a year ago? Still, we've two bathrooms now, which saves a queue. Hello? Who's there?
Mum? What's the panic? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Oh, there's been hell on next door. It's a wonder you didn't hear.
We've only just landed. What's happened?
Oh, God knows. We heard about it in the Jolly Potters. It was all over when we arrived. Look, excuse me, I shall have to ring our Cheryl.
What's Cheryl got to do with it?
We found a back door open. Neville's there on his own, just sat, looking stunned. Somebody's hit him. By the look of the place, there's been a right set to. Oh, come on, Ches, answer.
Where's the squatter and the nipper?
No sign. Mind, we didn't look upstairs. We didn't dare, seeing the way Neville was. Oh, Cheryl, listen, Doc.
Today's episode of The Cold Cloths was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The serial is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Cold Cloths return with another episode tomorrow.